Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for June 20th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Boy, what a great trip so far. Today I'm bringing you the health news while swinging on a vine in the Amazon forest as part of my assignment to find new and interesting things I can do while bringing you the news. You're probably saying to yourself, how can she do this? Hey, this is a podcast. Use your imagination. Here goes. Scientists from the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that the compound Reversitol, found in high amounts in grapes and red wine, slowed the aging process and extended the lifespan of fruit flies and worms and prevented early death in mice fed a high-fat diet. It appears that Reversitol works by mimicking some of the benefits of calorie restriction, which is also associated with a longer life. According to Tomas Parola, who led the study, it is highly likely that the results are transferable to humans. Of course, you could get the same benefits by eating grapes and watching your portion control, but that wouldn't be as much fun. And as long as we're talking about alcohol, scientists in Sweden found that drinking alcohol cuts the risk of rheumatoid arthritis in half. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease where your own immune system attacks your joints and results in tender, stiff, and debilitating swollen joints. The research suggests there are links between moderate alcohol consumption and a reduced risk of inflammatory diseases, such as cardiovascular disease. They also point out that too much alcohol is bad for your health, and in many ways can be especially dangerous for those taking medications for rheumatoid arthritis, as it may cause liver damage. What I want to know is when they're going to find the health benefits of a pina colada. Now that would be a news story I could really swallow. When we come back, we'll look at what the long-term smoking of marijuana does to your brain. So don't go away.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to Australian researchers, long-term use of marijuana will actually cause the areas of your brain, the hippocampus and amygdala, that control memory, emotion, and aggression, to shrink. The marijuana users in the test also had mild signs of psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia and mania. Critics of the study cited the fact that marijuana users in the study consumed an average of 5 joints a day for 10 years. Most noted in the marijuana users was their loss of verbal memory, with great difficulty recalling a simple list of 15 words. Are they kidding? 5 joints a day? I'm surprised they could even remember their own name. So far today, we looked at alcohol and pot, so we might as well throw in something about prescription drugs. Researchers at the Clinical Evaluative Sciences in Ontario looked at the antipsychotic drugs given to older patients with dementia to manage their aggression issues. The research revealed that those elderly given these new medications such as Zyprexa, Risperdal, and Seroquel were twice as likely to die or suffer a serious health event within a month of starting the medication. So prevalent was the problem that the FDA has now ordered the manufacturers of these medications to add warnings that these drugs are associated with an increased risk of death in elderly patients with dementia. Seems to me that the FDA must be drinking too much Reversitol from the first story. Did they ever think that maybe instead of just a warning that these drugs shouldn't be given to these people? Oi! And as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The largest internal organ is the small intestine. Despite being called the smaller of the two intestines, your small intestine is actually 4 times as long as the average adult is tall. If it weren't looped back and forth upon itself, it wouldn't fit inside the abdominal cavity. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.